Hey, everybody. What do you get when you take a comedian, a baker, and a mortician, and you brew them for 24 hours in cold water?
You get us!
Hey! All
right.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That's it, huh?
Brew them for 24 hours.
Just brew them.
And then you filter them, and then you drink them.
Like,
shit,
I hope we're tasty.
Like tea.
Oh, so who are you?
Welcome to Eat, Laugh, Die, everybody. I'm Glenn the Baker, and with me, as always, is...
I'm Ren the Mortician.
And I'm Gracie the Comedian.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show,
everybody.
That's right.
How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, I want to start off early with a 99 cents store special this week.
All right.
Because I have got... Starbucks coffee, guys. And it was two for a dollar.
Wait a minute. From the 99 cent store?
Yes.
I'm having trouble believing what I'm seeing.
And I thought we'd have it now so we get kind of, you know, caffeined out.
Get wired.
Well, we got the message from Grace. She said, don't pick up coffee. Which is like very like...
No, don't open that one.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God.
Open this one because I dropped it and the top cracked.
Okay. Oh my God. So what are we opening, Grace?
We're opening some Starbucks cold brew coffee.
From the
99 cent store. Cold brew.
That's pretty trippy.
I know. I hope you guys... Do you guys want cream or sugar or anything for your coffee?
I'll take it black right now.
Okay, good, because I don't have shit to put in it.
Well, thanks for the offer.
Thanks.
Well, I know
you meant well.
Well, thanks. I do have whipped cream, like peppermint whipped cream.
I don't think so.
From the last show?
No, that was a Ritz.
Okay, let's see. All right, so you...
That was Ritz, Reese's Pieces, coffee.
Well, it was whatever. It is whatever it is.
Yeah.
It was whipped cream.
Yeah, you put whipped cream in coffee.
So. Yeah, it can be. Okay, well, cheers.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
All right, so let's try 99 cent store, Starbucks, cold brew, coffee in a thermos-looking container. So here it goes.
Delicious.
Oh my God, that's good. That is really good.
Now yeah.
I like that.
It's it's unsweetened. It's just black cold brew coffee. Very, very tasty.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's good, huh?
I can't believe what I'm drinking.
It's not, you know, it's not the season for cold brew. I like hot coffee, but in the summer, I load up on cold brew.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'll brew my own sometimes.
And I don't drink black coffee, but I gotta say, this black coffee is good.
This'll definitely
really
work. Yes.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if you had some, a way to sweeten it, or some milk. It's actually very smooth.
It's good
as it is, yeah, which is not the norm for me. I always like it with cream, but this is really good. I can have it like this.
I do have almond milk, and I do have regular milk if you want to put some in.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I
like it the way it is.
I might like to put a dash of peppermint whipped cream.
Peppermint?
Peter Piper?
What? Shut up! Don't be picking on me. Okay, and the other thing I did is I had picked up some sunflower seeds, and they're Biggs Taco Bell Supreme sunflower seeds. And our chef over here was kind enough to go pick up some Taco Supreme tacos from Taco Bell.
I see. So we're going to compare sunflower seeds to tacos.
to the real tacos.
All right.
So yeah. I think we should get the sunflower seeds open and like taste them.
Eat, Laugh, Die has reached a new level.
A new low.
Yeah.
I wanted to say low. I didn't want to say low.
Here's some plates.
I said
okay,
low.
Well, wait a minute. You guys can't even eat these.
We're going to suck them.
You're going to suck.
She's good at sucking the seeds.
Sunflower seeds, and then you're going to eat these tacos.
Yeah, we have this. You can. You know what? Think about it. It's the outside that has the flavor. It's not the seed inside.
How do you know?
Oh, please. Everyone knows that.
Give me those scissors. Start cutting.
Everybody knows that when you open a seed. It's not going to be the seed inside. It's not going to taste
like. It's all about the seed.
Yeah, you eat the seed.
Okay, so I've taken a few seeds out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got... Here's
me a few seeds.
I'm not really good at sunflower seeds.
Okay, once again, what kind of sunflower seeds are these?
These are Biggs.
Biggs sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
And they're Taco Bell Taco Supreme flavor.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, they taste like
Taco Supreme.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay, let me try them.
That actually tastes all right.
Yeah, it does.
That shut you up.
Oh my God. I know.
How do they do that?
No.
Well, they probably just put the same packet of seasoning on the seeds that they do for this ground beef.
Probably, huh?
Yeah. Do you have any fire sauce?
Yeah,
As
he
a
does.
Matter of fact, we do.
We do have some fire sauce.
Can you put them on my sunflower seeds? How did you discover this? This is 99 cent too, right?
99 cent store.
Big sunflower seeds, Taco Bell, Taco Supreme flavor. Okay, so do we have Taco Supremes in front of us?
Yeah.
I don't even want them now.
So I'm going to go ahead and take a bite out of one of them.
Okay, let's compare.
And compare it to these sunflower seeds.
Yeah, pass me a taco.
At first I thought this is a joke, but it's actually legit now.
Did you want a chili? So what is the difference with Taco Supreme? Because they have tomatoes in it or something?
No, the sour cream. Oh, yeah, and tomato. All right, yeah. I'm going to grab one.
Okay. Oh, my God. It tastes exactly the same.
No way, does it?
No.
Oh.
Let's see. I'll be the judge of that.
No. I don't think so.
No.
Maybe we're supposed to add the chili to it.
How about if we put the seeds in the taco shell?
Yeah, let's do that. Spread them through. This Taco Supreme's good.
So anyway, guys. They're both good. They don't taste the same.
Well, no, but it's not a loss. I would not give that a thumbs down.
No.
Yeah.
For the sunflower seeds. That Taco Supreme is good.
Yeah, it is good.
I like these comparisons.
Yeah. I know, really, how we get food with that.
Okay, I finished my taco. I'm going to go back to the seeds now.
Okay. We'll do the seeds throughout the show.
Yeah. So what's been going on all week, you guys? I got to tell you.
Tell me.
I'm redoing my kitchen.
Yes.
Which means I have no kitchen, so I can't cook.
Okay, so what's that been like?
So what did you do before?
Well, I cook. So I have to eat out.
She cooked 99 cent ramen.
So I wasn't using coupons. Like the other day, I had a coupon for McDonald's. Buy a Big Mac combo and get one free, so I treated my sister.
Okay, this is interesting to me, okay? You never cooked, like, a shitload before, but you cooked at home. You didn't go out a lot.
Yeah.
You don't have a kitchen. What is that like? You're having to eat out every day.
It's not very good.
Okay.
Because I went to McDonald's, and I got the Big Mac combo, which I like. But then I'm eating it, and I'm like, this doesn't even taste that great.
Well, it's McDonald's.
Oh, it's McDonald's.
Then I went to Taco Bell. And I said, oh, let me get a tostada. Mm-hmm. So I go up there and get one of those. And I go, I'm going to try that. Oh, my gosh, that was terrible. And I'm finding out. Then last night, I was taking care of my grandson. And he likes Carl Jr.'s, Happy Meal with the stars. I had a coupon for $1.99. So I said, okay, I'll go get him that. And then they had a special on the window. They had three different kinds of hamburgers for $2.50.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, I'll get myself a hamburger. So I got that. And you know what? That wasn't bad. But, I don't know, eating out is not very fun.
Well, look at where you're eating out.
Yeah, that's
fast food restaurants. What do you expect?
I mean,
what kind of quality are you expecting for coupons?
At least,
2 for $1, $1.99.
Yeah.
Crap.
At least, Subway,
at least Subway's food.
Yeah.
You can see it food.
A little healthier.
So she's complaining about cheap food that doesn't taste like food, but she won't spend $12, $14 on a bowl of ramen. That she went to with you.
Exactly. So let's talk about that. This week, Renee.
Let's get this off my chest. Yeah.
This week, I took Gracie out to ramen. And I love going out and eating ramen. And she is totally against it because she thinks that, it's the same thing that you buy in the package at the grocery
store.
She
thinks it's a manchurian kind of bowl.
Yeah, we even had our ramen episode, which was, the ramen ended up being very delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to take her once again to have fresh ramen from a ramen joint.
Real ramen meal.
And I live by a bunch of ramen places. I said, you know what? You got no choice. You're going with me to have ramen. So we had the place is called Daiko Kuya in El Monte. A really cool place. They have only like three types of ramen. They have just the pork one, a spicy miso, and then they have I don't know the names, to Ketsumen or something like that. It's the deconstructed ramen.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about.
All the
stuff comes separate and you dip it in the broth and eat it.
Oh, okay.
They have a bunch of add-ons, spicy miso bomb, extra pork, extra noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I had the regular. Gracie had the spicy miso. We've got pictures. It was delicious.
I believe you. I
loved it. They have to go. I'm going to be at that fucking place every day getting to go ramen. They even gave me a stamp card.
Ooh.
I am going to use that stamp card.
Ooh.
But you're paying $14 for a bowl of noodles.
I am paying $14 for a bowl of heaven.
Hey, look. Here's the thing. Here's where I have to criticize you and your decision making because
of ramen.
No, not necessarily of ramen. Of the fact that you are with someone who knows his food. All right? You picked somebody to be on this show because of their expertise in cuisine. And you have the nerve, the audacity, the huevos to think that you can criticize a bowl of ramen over him.
As she's eating another Taco Bell taco. Uh-huh.
claiming that is good food.
Well, I haven't eaten today, so I figured.
Oh, then anything will taste good.
Oh, no, I haven't.
I could have put a bowl of crap in front of you and you to eat it and love it, but yet you won't have a bowl of ramen.
No, she's picky.
I'm very picky.
Picky? Oh, you're fast food picky.
I'm a picky.
But anyway, it's okay. Another ramen adventure. Gracie, why? Okay, she didn't even tell me what she thought of the whole experience. I mean, I could see her eating it and going,
until she got on social media.
Exactly.
And then she wanted to wait till for the show. Okay, so what's the verdict, Grace?
Okay, the noodles were, noodles are noodles to me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So,
noodles are noodles to you.
A cup of soup noodles and these ramen noodles. All noodles are the same.
Okay.
So, all right.
That's all I have to say.
Okay, good.
It was good.
Not true.
Is that your final word?
Yes.
Okay, so we move on.
Oh.
We won't talk about your opinion on noodles because you obviously just don't have any.
She got the spicy miso ramen. I wish I had gotten that because it was better.
I love the spicy miso. It was better than the one I had.
It was good. I'm paying $15 for this bowl of noodles.
Well, she's not used to that because she's thinking Taco Bell way.
Exactly.
With $15, I could buy a meal for 8 people.
No, $15, I could buy 3 cases of a cup of soup.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
A couple cases? Shit, those are 25 cents each. You could buy enough to last till the apocalypse. You know? And throw in some cold brew for 2 bottles of 99 cents.
And then his friend called, his friend messaged, because you were ragging on me on Facebook about the whole noodle thing.
Yes, I was.
I
wanted to go further, too, and I'm all, no, I will put mercy on her soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I will stop, because I'm like, oh, no. What is she even doing there to begin with? What are you doing there? Did you pay for it?
No, Glenn did.
Of course.
Glenn.
She's got the nerve. Oh, thank you, Glenn, for taking her.
It's an awesome restaurant.
I can't wait to go back.
You and I will go because it's by your job, too.
So
we can go after work.
There it is.
And they have a bunch of other cool items.
We'll talk about
items.
Gracie.
We'll talk about Gracie. I ordered gyoza,
which I love gyoza.
Oh, they were so delicious. She took one bite.
And she said,
I don't like it. I don't like the filling. It was a delicious, like, pork and, like, beef filling with green onions. It was delicious. They gave us a little ponzu sauce to dip it in. And she's like, No, I don't.
Okay.
But as she's finishing her second taco.
Maybe you should have driven her over to the closest Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Did she have a coupon? The 2-for-1. Even that's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Anyway, that's the last time we talk about ramen with you.
But what
I'll never invite you to ramen.
One more thing, though. What did our friend David say about on Facebook about the ramen?
He said it's all about the noodles and not the soup.
Well, what does he know?
He's Japanese.
I see.
Come on, David.
That's like a Mexican saying, you know what? The tacos are really about the shell. You know? It's not about what's on the inside. You don't eat it. You just eat the shell.
Well, the thing for me is it's ramen. I do want the noodles. I want those chewy, chewy, delicious noodles. But, you know, the broth is like, it's from heaven. And the way...
It soaks the noodles. All the other ingredients that are whole in it get soaked with that broth.
Yeah, exactly. And, okay, the reason I craved ramen is because I saw Ramen Heads, which is a documentary.
Ramen Heads?
Ramen Heads. awesome documentary, and there's no way you can watch that documentary and not want ramen. It documents a few of the chefs over there who are like the top ramen chefs. There's ramen chefs with Michelin stars.
Really?
And you should see the detail that they put into their broths. I mean, they're not just making a big bowl of juice. They're making like heaven. And they're selecting every type of bone that goes into the broth, the amount of fat to clarified liquid, all the little different types of vegetables that they put in. So much. They take almost up to 8 hours to make that big thing of broth. Sometimes 12 hours, sometimes 24.
I gotta admit that the soup portion was good.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what the whole big thing of the noodles are.
Who doesn't like chewy, delicious noodles?
Do you like spaghetti?
Only thin.
Oh, okay. From Jack in the Box?
Only thin, and then she cuts it up with a fork.
Angel hair.
And puts ketchup
on it.
And that's gourmet.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't...
Well, kudos to you, Glenn, for...
For attempting to.
Yes, for trying to convert a non-believer into some ramen. But I love ramen, so maybe one of these days you and I will just make our own show.
Yes.
Yeah, ramen show.
Our own episode without
That's
Gracie.
Fine. I'll just be there in...
I'm telling you, see the movie. That movie I told you about last time.
I can't wait to see Tampopo.
I have a copy. I'll bring it to you.
Perfect.
Because it really does explain... It's just a great little movie, and it all centers around ramen. So it's a funny film. Anyway... Okay, so we've bagged on you enough, I think. How do you feel?
I feel fine.
Do you feel beat up? I hope so.
She doesn't care.
She's made of steel. She's bulletproof.
I'm just going to take a little sip of my coffee.
Your cold brew deal. You know what? I want some too.
Yeah, I'll
I'm
going to
have some
I'll
more.
Take
it's
another
good.
Cup.
It's really good.
All right, so it's the one good thing Gracie's done tonight.
Address this whole thing that people have been talking about, this whole Michael Jackson HBO documentary.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I don't want to get into too much into it. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
No. I haven't watched it. Okay. I kind of refuse to see it.
I refuse to watch it.
Me too.
My daughter had mentioned a few of the stuff that happened.
So she saw it?
She saw it because, you know, because Wade was a dancer for NSYNC and stuff. So she's followed Wade through his career and stuff. So that's why I think she really watched it. And she gave me a few details and stuff, and it just kind of like, I was heartbroken because of what happened to these kids. And, you know, I'm here babysitting my grandson, and I'm thinking, my grandson's only 5, and this guy was doing stuff when they were 7. And it's just like, it just, poor men that this happened to. So I just want to say I refuse to watch it. I don't want to get into it. But,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it myself. I'm not qualified to judge the documentary per se, but I'm not hearing anything really different than I haven't heard before about the accusations and these crimes and how he's just gotten away with it and the filthiness of it all. You know, it's just disgusting and sick that someone of his caliber, you know, his richness and the heights that he has with his fame has gotten away with it, you know, for all these decades. He's just a perv, and I'm convinced that something happened. I can't be judge and jury, but on the other hand, in the court of public opinion, he's guilty as shit for having done something to these boys. You know, it's wrong. And he's gotten away with it.
Well, because I guess what happens in this documentary, these kids are getting into details of what he did to them.
Well,
and like
where
detail.
Were they then when they had the chance, though?
Yeah.
It's because they were court. Basically, okay.
But paid off or what?
Brainwashed. Totally brainwashed. These kids are probably brainwashed. Come on, you're a 7-year-old kid, and you have this, you know, Michael Jackson. Yeah. You know, and I believe the parents, too. You know, the parents have a lot to do with it.
You like know. How? What do you think?
Because the parent is the guardian of your child. You're the protector of your child.
Oh, what are you letting them do? Spend the night with that weirdo?
Exactly. That why would you let this your son, 7-year-old son, be with this man?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the parent
stay over and pajama parties and.
Because if I was gonna stay with my my son, right, and he was gonna be at his house, I would be in the house and stay in the room with my kid, and share the room with my kid.
Yes.
Because I'm protecting my child.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's the parents have a lot to do with it.
I find it all scandalous. If anything, I mean, it's so unfathomable that a parent would say, yeah, just take my kid because you're Michael Jackson. How much money do you think that a parent was paid to say, here, Michael Jackson wants to spend the night with your kid. Here's $1 million, right? And come what may, you can't sue, can't do anything. You know what I mean? And there's got to be something more to it.
Suspicious. I guess when you watch the documentary, you see how, you know, what the kids thought about him. And it, I mean, they're it was brainwashed. They were all brainwashed.
Now that they thought he was Santa Claus. They thought he was, you know, they loved him, right?
Yeah.
Now that he's dead.
Here's the thing.
You can say anything you want.
It's like, I don't want to copy Pete Davidson on from SNL last night, but he says, you know, what do you do now? Do you stop listening to this music? Okay, like with
I kind of have.
With R. Kelly, I mean, that's easy for me, but for Michael Jackson, you know, do I just stop listening altogether? What do you do,
Dad? I'll tell you what I did. At work, you know, I have it on the station and it plays Michael Jackson a lot. Now I don't want to hear his music because this documentary and all these stories have come back. And that's what I think now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saving his name, it makes me think of the horrible crime.
Yeah.
And I want nothing to do with it.
So, and my question, too, is what age did Michael start? You know.
Start what?
Blessing kids. How old was he already? You know, that's in it.
I don't know. You know, that's weird. I think he started when he started turning into a circus freak. You know, I don't know. He's weird. He was weird to begin with. When he was with the Jackson 5, he was just a kid. Yeah. You know what I mean? There didn't seem to be anything remarkable. But then once he started turning into, you know, Janet Jackson, it just looked like he's weird, you know?
So basically, you can listen to the Jackson 5's music, but then Michael Jackson, no.
Yeah. Oh, man. Here's what Davidson said last night. He said, keep listening to it, but for every time you listen to a song, you donate $1 to that charity. For child abuse or something like that. Mm. I don't know about that.
Okay.
I would rather save my money and not listen to it. It's not that hard. It's easy.
What's the end of that? We won't talk about it anymore.
All right. Well.
And I'll never play Michael Jackson on or R. Kelly on this show.
Well, I never got into the R. Kelly thing. I don't even know what's going on.
That won't
be
so hard either because I never cared for him anyway.
Right. You know? Right. Right.
But that's another one that, like, I've heard these stories about the crazy shit he's ever done all the time, and he's never been in trouble. You know, underage girls. He's into urination and sheets and all this kind of stuff. And yet nobody has ever charged him with crimes. He's never seen, you know, a judge about these. Now he's in trouble. And, like, all of a sudden, everybody cares.
Do you think it's because of the Me Too movement, all this stuff starting to come out?
I don't know.
I think that's a good question. I would have to say probably,
Probably.
Because unless it's like now it seems that politicians, celebrities are all coming down little by little.
Oh, yeah. You know, because of it. Everything. TV anchors?
Right. The last person you'd think of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Matt Lauer.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I'm
so in love with him. And there he is, you know, messing around. Like
Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose. Yeah. These distinguished guys, they're coming down one by one. And it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
You know, which is. Hey, you know, it's a good thing.
Well, you know, as it the hashtag says, you know, Me Too, and it says time's up.
Time's up.
These guys been fucking around for too long. And
yeah.
Time's up. And them fucking around has been, you know, so normal.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just normal for them.
Well, yeah. Because they just feel untouchable. They have the money, the fame, they can afford lawyers. But now, why is it that Trump is still president? Answer me a riddle. That one I don't get.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, we won't go there.
So, Renee, I see that you were posting that you went to the Horseman restaurant or something like that.
The Fourth Horseman
in Long Beach.
Yeah, it's a pizza parlor.
Oh.
And it's, I have to tell you, the pizza is it's decent. It's very good. They use very good ingredients. It's delicious pizza. But I'm not going to say that it's so extraordinary you'll only find their pizza there. You know what I mean? You've had it before, but it's the atmosphere that you're going for. I love the place. And if you're into 1980s psychotic killer movies, that's the place to go because the walls are covered with memorabilia.
Nice.
You know, posters, a lot of death, memento mori, artifacts, paintings, posters. There's some original artwork made for just the place. You first walk in, they have these, it's like a game room. They have pinball machines and they have board games to play. But then you go into the main dining room and their menu has these incredible names for their pizzas. And then they have also a Diablo chili that you can put on it. So it's just a lot of fun. Yeah. So
the fourth horseman, name, and that's perfect for you.
And they have these displays of, you know, baby heads and... You know,
baby doll heads.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, not real baby heads. I'm all, oh yeah, it's a mummy exhibit. No, it was just a lot of fun, and the staff there is really nice, and you should go. You can steal some photos from me if you want.
Do they have coupons for that place,
Gracie? Like two for one.
Yeah, two for one. Gracie,
because that's
like
the only way Gracie will go.
Yes. That's right. I'm gonna go eat at. Black Angus, because they have a
free salad coupon. Yeah,
places like Black Angus and those like places, they have coupons still. You know,
yeah,
like,
Black Angus. I have one. I think it's like $40
for two people,
and you get like
an
appetizer.
And who do you sleep for that? Who do you sleep with for those things? I've tried. I make
the mailman. The mailman's the one who brings all those coupons, right?
That's right.
It's in those flyers, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, you know what? I'll sleep with you for a second coupon. Can you give me that? I'm going twice this week.
I do save all the coupons.
Let me just finish my route and I'll be right back.
Rally's
got
has
a special
coupons.
Delivery for you, baby. Here's a Black Angus coupon.
Maybe I should just drink.
$40 off.
Maybe I should just drink. Just drink till my kitchen's done. Like, you know, Slim Fast, Atkins, you know, those kind of
shakes.
Oh, there
you go. You know what?
Gracie, you have a lot of options.
I'll donate food. I have tons of ramen, cheap ramen boxes at home.
I don't have hot water.
I'll bring the hot water. There's nothing to thermos.
You have a microwave.
I know.
There you go.
No, I have things. And we have an air fryer, which works really good. Have you guys tried the air fryer?
No.
I have not jumped on
my gosh.
Air fryer bandwagon.
How does it work?
We got rid of the deep fryer, and it's all about the air fryer.
Yeah? And it works.
Oh, yeah. It works. Even to heat up food. We don't even use the microwave to heat up food now. You use the air fryer.
Tell me more. You know why? Because our microwave, it still works, but the door is jamming now, which is a sign for me, get rid of it. But you've inspired me now. An air fryer. Yes. So how do you use an air fryer?
You just...
And how does it fry with air is what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know. Like, you can spray oil. Like, even meat. My sister cooked chicken in it.
Okay.
And then we had some frozen meal.
Raw chicken.
She cooked the raw chicken in there. And we even had like a frozen meal.
Uh-huh.
And because what happened in our freezer turned... the door was open, so stuff got kind of like defrosted. Okay. So we had to use it. And we had... From Costco, one of those meals that are already made, you know, chicken Alfredo. So it was in the freezer, so we had to cook it. And what we did is just cut a piece up and put it in a bowl. And you can put the bowl into the
air fryer,
and it cooks it.
Interesting.
Okay.
So this is what I'm thinking. I don't want to get too technical. This is what I'm guessing is that this is like a really like high-powered, small convection oven. Basically, convection oven, you know, has a fan in the back, and that's what we use
it for circulates the air,
to
right?
circulate it. And since that thing is so small, I guess it's got like a big fan that just circulates heat like hell and cooks with.
Do you put any oil at all?
You could put oil, like spray oil.
A little bit.
Stuff. Yeah. I'm not sure how my sister did the raw chicken.
When you turn
chicken.
That damn thing on, does it make a lot of noise?
No.
It doesn't.
No, it's
good. And it's good for heating food.
Yeah, heating food. Like Zane, he had a. An English muffin, not an English muffin. Is that English muffin from McDonald's?
Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin from McDonald's. Okay. And he just I looked at it and I said, and it was in the air fryer. He heated it in the air fryer, took it
and
out.
And it came out good.
And the bread was toasty.
Interesting.
Do you hear that, Juan? I think we're gonna get an air fryer.
Oh, and you know what? And the best deal, I got it because I got ours at Black Friday.
Okay.
But then
where's that?
Black Friday, Thanksgiving.
Oh, she said at Black Friday. Yeah. Maybe sorry. There's a new store.
No, I'm sorry, not at.
Sounds on awesome.
They give away coupons in the paper.
I went online at Walmart, and they had it for $39.99. And I bought it online, and then I just went to the store and picked it up.
Okay.
Interesting.
This, right. This is a little thing.
I'm giving Glenn the eye here like, are you going to try one?
I would advise for everyone to just throw their microwaves in the garbage.
Well,
and
don't
just
say
not
that
use
now.
It for anything, you know, not even heating up water.
I'm tired of my microwave.
Oh, I'm gonna spend like another $300 on a microwave for my new kitchen. Now you're telling me not to get it. Well,
that's different. That's different. That's different. You need it. You need it.
Okay.
Or why don't you just redesign it as an air fryer instead? A shelf.
Yeah.
And put the air fryer in.
I gotta tell you, if you go to Walmart and you want to buy something, go online and purchase it online because it's always cheaper.
It's always cheaper.
And then
huh?
you just go pick it up.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Everything. I bought a sewing machine for my daughter for $80 online. And then we went to the store, and then you go to the store, it's like $100+. So always go on Walmart and look online first. And it's really cheap. But anyway.
Chin scratcher.
Okay. Chin scratcher.
Yeah.
Great advice. And
all right.
We're nearing the end of our show. And we've had some notable deaths this week. Luke mm-hmm. Perry passed away.
Rest in peace, Luke Perry.
Dylan from 90210. I was entering high school when that show started. So I was all about it. I mean, and every dude wanted to be Dylan. That was the guy. So, too young. How old was he? 52?
Yeah, 52.
Yeah, I think it was 52 is
too
my age.
Too young. Oh, man. Rest in peace, Luke Perry.
I know. Poor guy. And it was not a heart attack. It was
a stroke. I think a couple weeks before or something
like that. Didn't come out of the coma.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Well, rest in peace, Luke.
Rest in peace,
Dylan. Also, right. Keith Flint from The Prodigy.
Yeah.
If you guys are fans of The Prodigy, the Firestarter.
I like Prodigy.
I am the Firestarter. Anyways, Gracie doesn't know who I'm talking about. Also, Peter Tork.
Oh, I know Peter Tork. Now I know who that is from the Monkees. Here we go.
He was probably the funniest monkey, the most musical monkey. He was the one who really wanted to boost up their playing stuff, and he knew Stephen Stills and all that stuff. Anyways.
So only two left, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mike Nesmith
and
Dolenz.
And Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, and we move on.
All right.
And we still have the awesome music.
Yes, that's true.
And for Eat, Laugh, Die, my name is Glenn the Baker.
I'm Ren the Mortician.
And I'm Gracie the Comedian.
Thank you for joining us.
All right, listen to us on Instagram. Bye-bye.
You dick. I didn't call you a bitch this time.
Gee, thanks.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.